But the Everglades is rightly described as the area of the flowing water and the sawgrass. That when you have the sawgrass and the flowing water, you have the Everglades. That is flow. That's not a swamp. For years and years and years, it was considered a swamp, but it never was. It's completely flowing water, and I think about the only smart thing I did about that book was to decide that it was a river. I found out that the definition of a river is a body of fresh water moving more in one direction than another. And I was given the map, and I kept looking at it, and I thought, well, why isn't it a river? You've got a source up here, because you've got rainfall, but you also have the ground source. You have the east bank, the edge of lithic limestone between the Atlantic Ocean and the Everglades, where there's the edge where the cities are. On the west side, you have the almost right-angle triangle area of the Big Cypress and the Devil's Garden to the north, south of the Caloosahatchee River, which is the west bank of the river, and you have the 10,000 Islands and the lower Cape Sable and all that as the delta. So I said, why isn't it a river? And I had been working with Mr. Parker, the hydrologist, who wrote the great book about the great report on the groundwater of southeastern Florida. I said, well, Mr. Parker, do you think I could get away with calling it a river of grass? Because he's the one who told me about the grass and the water. And the Indians call it pahayoki, or grassy water. And he said, well, I think you could. Well, I saw him later and I said, well, Mr. Parker, we got away with calling it the river of grass. That's now been pretty well adopted. And it gets quoted here and there and all that. And he said, yeah, he said, you got away with it, but you know why you did? He said, because it's true. So that really was established, and I've been very much amused that Mr. Parker is one of our greatest hydrologists, and another man who was with the, who was head of the, used to be head of the Geological Survey, Jim Hartwell, they have to go and testify in court cases that it's a river. Amuses me very much that I really thought it out. Now it's been proved to be legal. Hooray, hooray for our side.